passion for the planet, sound publishing,
the environment, health, alternative solutions.
I'm Chantal Cook. The TV adverts tell us to take a probiotic every day in order to maintain a healthy digestive system. But what exactly are they? What do they do? And what's the best way to take them? Michael LeBrock is from Simproof, a company specialising in probiotics.
The most important thing to understand up front is that probiotics are alive. So they're living organisms, tiny organisms. They might be bacteria or some yeasts, which are also thought of as probiotic as well. We need them because as we sit here having this conversation, we've got trillions and trillions of microorganisms that live in our digestive tract. And of those trillions and trillions, there are probably about 350 different species or different types of bacteria and yeast. And they've been there all along, all through human evolution. They've always been there. But it's only recently that we've begun to understand what they do and why they're so important. And the fact is that all 350 species or so are there for a reason, and it's to help us to digest food and to produce vitamins. So it's very important that we understand that and that we look after it.
And if they're there naturally anyway, why have you got to do anything else?
Well, what has changed over time, whilst the bacteria and the yeast haven't, they've stayed pretty constant, is as human beings, as a race, we've changed our habits. Our lifestyles, the different foods and things which we put into our bodies have an effect not just on our body, but on the things that live inside our body, these bacteria. And there are lots of different theories as to why things have changed, but certainly diet, lifestyle, different drugs that we put into our bodies, either to cure disease or things like alcohol and so on, can all have an effect. And this has meant that there's a higher incidence now of digestive problems, which more and more doctors are reaching the conclusion are actually linked to what's living in your bowel and how that's being affected.
And is that because we're putting bad stuff in or we're killing off the good stuff?
It's probably a combination of both, because some of the bacteria which live in our bowel, which are called commensal bacteria, they just live there quite happily. They achieve benefit from absorbing nutrients that we've eaten, and they don't do us any harm. They're just there. And there are others which, as I've said, are there to produce vitamins. In fact, there are certain vitamins that our body can't produce itself. We wouldn't be able to absorb without the bacteria. But what we do know is that if those bacteria get out of balance, then you can get bad bacteria starting to overgrow, overpopulate the bowel, and that's when the problems can begin.
And what sort of problems might that be?
Typically, it's symptoms such as constipation, diarrhoea, bloating. Anybody that's gone on holiday and they've perhaps eaten a different diet, the chances are they've probably been exposed to different sorts of bacteria as well. And that can cause traveller's tummy, which a lot of people are familiar with. In a new country, sometimes we have diarrhoea for a few days when we arrive. And that's to do with changes in the bacteria living in your bowel.
So what would you do in those circumstances?
Well, one of the things you can do certainly is take a probiotic. And we've seen so many of these available in the market now. But when people are making decisions about what probiotic to take, it's really important they understand the different kinds that are out there and what's available. So, for example, at the moment, you can break the probiotics that are available probably into two groups. There are products which you can buy in the supermarket which are yogurt or milk based, and those tend to contain a single strain of probiotic bacteria. Now, the good thing about that is that the bacteria is alive because it's living on the yogurt or the milk. One of the potential downsides is that you're also drinking a lot of sugar at the same time, which you might not want to do. So that's one group of products. And the second group are the tablets and capsules and sachets of powder that you can find in health food shops. Those always contain freeze-dried bacteria. The difficulty with freeze-drying something, if you or I were freeze-dried, very low pressure and very low temperature, and it would probably take us quite a while to recover from that afterwards. And it's the same for bacteria. So what you really want is a product where the bacteria are live, but where you've got multiple different strains. So you're giving yourself more chances to address the problem.
What sorts of products then would that be? Would it be something that was milk-based still, but perhaps without the sugar?
It's very difficult with a milk-based product to introduce more than one strain of bacteria because the bacteria compete. So what we've managed to achieve at Simproof is that we use a very different approach. We actually use an extract of barley as the base for our product. So it's an extract of barley and water. So there's no milk in there. That's a big advantage for people who have a lactose intolerance. And often people who have persistent tummy troubles may also be intolerant to certain foods, especially ones containing lactose. So what we've done with Simproof is with this very new technology, we use the extract of barley. We grow four different kinds of live activated probiotic on there, so that when you drink our product, you're ingesting bacteria which are in that active state. They're actually actively dividing. So that's a big advantage over the freeze-dried products, where there's a long delay before they can do anything for you.
And how long do those bacteria last? I mean, can they go on forever?
Again, it depends on lifestyle and particularly diets. Once you've got a good healthy colony of bacteria established in your bowel, if you stop using the probiotic that's achieved that, then there's no reason why they'll just disappear overnight. However, if the things you've been doing, you continue to do, that have been damaging the bacteria in the first place, and eventually, yes, it will, they will subside and the population will get overrun again with whatever was causing the problem originally. So it's a case really of using products until you've got the benefit that you want. Then, for sure, you could come off for a period of time. If your problems recur, buy some more probiotic.
That's Michael LeBrock from Simprove.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear more at passionforfreshideas.com.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you.
Interviews on demand.
Interviews when you want them.
This service is free. Register now at passionforfreshideas.com or click through from passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.